Why do our lives feel harder than we believe they're supposed to feel? Why do we have these deep callings towards something beautiful, magical, meaningful in our lives, and then why does it seem so hard to reach? Why does it seem like it never comes to us, even when we know somewhere deep inside it's what we're meant for? If it's our sole purpose, if it's what we're meant for, then shouldn't it feel easier? Shouldn't it be easier to call it in, to manifest it, to have the things we feel so deeply down to our bones drawn to? The answer is yes. And after 37 years of trying to just do things right, take the right steps, follow the path I thought would eventually bring me what I knew I was meant for, and it not working at all, I had a sudden spiritual awakening. And then I knew why it hasn't been working the way we've been doing things. The reason why is exactly what I talk about in this podcast and exactly what I teach my clients how to find. Ancient alchemy, cosmic wisdom, and real-world teachings for women who know they're meant for so much more. I'm Heather Allison, and this is The Golden Path. Welcome home. Hello, loves. Welcome back to The Golden Path. I am Heather Allison, your host for this show. Golden Path, alchemy for women who know they're meant for more. And I'm just really excited to be here with you again, because every month I'm going to be sharing some of my archetypal energy work with you, my archetypal or energetic repatterning work, which means I'm going to be helping you tap into some really very ancient ideas, some really ancient energies, in fact, that exist within you, that have always been here within you, but that you've never really been given permission to know. And I'm going to be inviting you to remember this part of yourself so that you can tap into and start to receive exactly what you're meant for and live exactly the life that you're meant for, which is what I call your golden path. Because when you let yourself remember and reactivate these ancient energies, these ancient parts of you, you actually start to remember that you are meant for more, that you are built for more, that you are inherently capable of so much more, and that there's a reason why it's felt so much harder than it's supposed to. And you already probably feel deep down in your bones that it's not supposed to be that hard. Well, it's not. It's not supposed to be that hard. This is the work that I do with my clients. In courses or in work that I personally guide, personally guided by me, and this work creates these massive shifts in our foundational energy, and it helps us up level in every single part of our lives. My clients improve their love lives, their relationships get back on track, their access to their intuition ignites, or it gets stronger and deeper and they can trust it more fully. Their deeper knowing gets clearer and more unmistakable, if you will. You goddesspreneurs out there, what I call those of you who are female entrepreneurs, women like you, or people who identify as women like you, get to reclaim their access to abundance and find a version of success that's actually really deeply aligned for them. And that gets to feel a lot easier, because this whole entrepreneurial thing ain't no joke. It is not for the faint of heart. But really, their whole lives in general kind of take on this kind of new sheen. I don't know, that one of my clients has described this as like having the light finally turned on in her life in every single part of it, when she felt like, actually a couple of my clients have said this, when it felt like they'd been walking around in the dark for so long. And it just starts working differently. It starts feeling different. Everything starts looking a little different and differently. It starts flowing more. And they just get to feel better finally after really struggling to have the things that they know they're meant for. Those things you're meant for, that's what I call, as I mentioned, that's what I call your golden path. It's literally the highest version of your life. The highest version of your life that you can feel calling you, that you can feel in your bones, in your belly, that you know is out there, even if you've started to doubt it, even if it doesn't make sense, even if you can't really define it yet, even if you're not sure at all how to get there. And when we access and remember and reactivate these ancient energies that I'm going to be teaching you about, all of that gets to be a lot easier than we think. because our archetypal energies start to actually work together and work the way that they're supposed to. And so we won't be fighting against ourselves anymore. And we won't be fighting against the universal energies anymore. So today we're going to be talking about how that happens in our love lives. And I guess that's kind of appropriate because we just had Valentine's Day, right? So like we're going to be talking about love and our relationships and dating and looking for love and why these archetypes that we've been talking about in the first two episodes, the divine masculine and the divine feminine, why they have everything to do with why our love lives either feel good or why they feel terrible, why they feel like they're not working. If you remember from last time, and actually, if you didn't listen to the first two episodes, I actually highly, highly recommend that you do. The foundation for everything that we're talking about is in those two episodes. But also, if you haven't heard them, if you haven't listened to those yet, don't worry. I'm going to be giving you kind of a recap, slight recap, and you'll get an understanding of what we're talking about today. And then you can go back and fill in your understanding a bit and get a stronger foundation for creating these shifts that we're going to be talking about. But if you do remember from last time, we talked about how the divine masculine and the divine feminine are archetypes. They are patterns of energy that run through all of us, men and women, every single one of us. And one of the most important things to understand about these energy patterns, these archetypes, is that all of us humans, all of us, have been operating in a wounded form of the feminine and masculine for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. This patterning is what causes us to struggle in our lives. It's what causes us to suffer, to get stuck, to settle for having less than we're meant for, to believe that we have to settle for having less than we're meant for. And it's what actually causes pretty much every single issue we have in our love lives, in our relationships, or in our dating lives. When these archetypal energies are out of balance or in their wounded state, this is when our love lives feel funky. It's when our relationships fail, when they stop feeling so good. It's why we clash and argue in our relationships, or why we have that kind of push and pull that starts to happen, or why we start pulling away, or why our partners start pulling away. It's why we can't seem to find love, no matter how hard we try. No matter what we're doing, even if we feel like we're doing all the right things. And if we know we're a wonderful person, we can't figure out why it's not coming to us. And I know that that was my story for a really long time. Not necessarily that I couldn't find love, but that I couldn't find the right love. You know, like I kept finding myself in relationships for most of my life that at their best, even when they were pretty good relationships with men who were lovely, I knew the relationships still weren't quite right. There was something about them that wasn't it for me. And then at their worst, they were really dark, or they were super toxic and really damaging, and even draining of my life force, of my spark, of who I really was. And this was honestly really heartbreaking for me because I've always known, like all of my life, that I was meant for love. All my life. Like even I was the girl who, like, even if I didn't feel like I really had like a work career purpose, I always knew that love was for me, that I was meant to share my heart with somebody, that I meant to love like full out, you know? And I also knew that it was possible to have and that I was supposed to have it. Like a love that filled me up, that lit me up, that didn't drain me, that didn't take from me, that didn't hurt me. Love wasn't supposed to hurt and it wasn't supposed to feel so emptying. Like I knew that in the core of who I was, I knew that. But it kept not happening, or it kept falling apart when I thought that it was happening. So it was really freaking painful that my relationships kept falling apart over and over and over again. And I remember at one point after my last breakup, doing one of those, maybe you can relate to this, like one of those really desperate 1 a.m. Google searches, you know, like I think we've all done that, that desperate Googling when we're searching for anything, anything that can tell me why I kept getting love wrong. tell me why I kept choosing the wrong partners, why my relationships kept not working, why they kept kind of falling apart. I thought that if I could find that one thing, that one piece of information, that it would literally change everything about my love life and about how I felt in my love life. And honest to God, I found it. Like, and I'm not kidding. And I feel like every single time I say that, every single time I tell this story, it kind of, I know, sounds like it's some sort of just like marketing crap. But honestly, it's exactly what I found. I remember stumbling on something that like vibrated me to my core. It vibrated as some sort of like deep truth that I'd forgotten, that like, no wonder it hadn't been working. No wonder it had been so hard. And no wonder I couldn't figure out why, because I didn't even know to look for this thing. I didn't even know this thing existed. I didn't even know that there was this part of us as humans, but especially as women, that we've forgotten, that would literally change everything about the way love came to us, about the way our partners were drawn to us, about the way they treated us, about the way we got to love and be loved. And I just remember kind of like, okay, fine, I'm just going to give it a shot. I remember just kind of like going for it. It was like the first time in a really long time that I had let myself be guided just by that visceral feeling you get when something you read or something you hear vibrates something within you that says, oh my God, there's something for you here. It doesn't even have to make sense. There's something here. And I just let myself explore that. Well, that thing I found was a seed of this work that I do now. It was the first step in the path to find these archetypes, the divine feminine and the divine masculine, and to finding the understanding and the intuitive guidance I'd start to receive after a really profound spiritual awakening about how these archetypes work together, how we aren't letting them work together the way they're meant to, which is making literally everything harder in our lives, and how we can start to repattern these energies within us, within our relationships, within our businesses, within every part of our lives. Now it just lets us kind of click into the energetic blueprint we were built for and lets it finally, finally feel better and feel easier. And that includes love. So today I'm going to be sharing with you some insights and some teachings, even a way to start shifting into the feminine and masculine balance that you were built for, so you can start seeing these shifts in your love life. Start calling in that partner who's meant for you, or start repairing the relationship that you have, even if it is the one that's already meant for you, or start creating the shifts needed to move out of toxic relationships and away from toxic partners and stepping into emotional and energetic space to finally have the love you're meant for. So, again, I'm Heather Allison, and you're listening to me live on The Golden Path, and we're going to dive into all of that deliciousness when we come back from a little break. So stay with me, and we will be right back. Welcome back, loves, to The Golden Path. I'm Heather Allison, and we're about to continue talking about love, so appropriately for February, and how our happiness in our love lives is all about our inner energetic balance, our archetypal balance of the feminine and masculine energies. How if we're in an imbalance of these archetypal energies, we're likely going to keep bumping our heads against relationships that don't work, against arguments and trouble communicating, against feeling unfulfilled and unheard, feeling like our partner isn't reaching for us anymore, or just having a really hard time finding love, that like constant dating hamster wheel, or feeling like we're not even attracting anyone who wants to date us and wondering why. All of this is impacted by the archetypal patterning we hold within us. When I found this energy work, it was an absolute game changer in my life, in all parts of my life, but probably the most quickly in my love life. I not only saw it create so much more attraction and magnetism for me, like I literally was asked out by two guys in the same night, right after I started doing this work, right after I started making some of these archetypal energetic shifts within me. It also helped me filter out the guys who were absolutely the wrong men for me, like even really toxic or damaging for me. And I finally chose partners who are healthy and supportive and loving and who show up for me and for us in a relationship. So I'm going to share some insights about all this with you today so you can start to see some of these energetic patterns in your own life, in your own relationships or dating, and start to create some of these shifts for yourself. But before I keep going, I always just like to mention quickly that I love to hear from you and to make sure you know how to do that. Make sure you know how to reach out. And there are a couple of ways. One of the ways is you can head over to Transformation Talk Radio and just scroll to the middle of the page. You'll see a little box there and you can send through a message while I'm on the air that I will receive, or you can call in and talk to somebody. Or you can message me personally and directly at heather-allison.com. And each month I do a giveaway of a free month of my Goddess Activation membership, where you can get live personal support from me and ask your questions and really feel into your highest golden path. And I give that away to one woman each month who messages me. This membership has been so much fun, and there are such an amazing group of women in there and such a powerful backlog and archive of information there to start diving into. We do a live Q&A and coaching call every month. We do a Facebook Live training once a month, and I just keep loading it, like I said, with more goodies and trainings and archives all the time. So it's getting really, really rich in there. So be sure to send in your questions or even like an aha moment if there's something that lands really powerfully for you today, and you might win a free month to come hang out with us and get some personal support. So, okay, before I drop into more content, as we do, if you're getting familiar with these podcasts, let's just take a minute here to close our eyes and anchor into our bodies. When you listen to my podcasts, I ask you to receive the information I'm sharing with you in your body, not just in your brain, not just in your mind, but in your body, to receive it a lot deeper than we typically do. And so that lets us start activating this kind of deeper and more ancient wisdom within you as well. Now, obviously, don't do this, please, if you're driving or something like that, but, you know, operating heavy machinery. But for everybody else, take a minute here and just come to a comfortable seated position. Close your eyes and give yourself this gift of just coming into your inner world. How often do we let ourselves do this in the middle of our busy days? Connecting to our inner world, connecting to the invisible realms. Coming back from the constant focus on what's out there and around us and busy, right? And returning to what's here, what's within, what's much deeper in your experience and your knowing than just what you can see. And see if you can feel or just intend for your energy and your awareness, your conscious thought, your mind, to drop down into your body. You can imagine your breath dropping in deeper and deeper with every inhale. You can imagine yourself as a traveler, traveling inside your own body, dropping down, maybe in an elevator, maybe walking down some stairs, slowly through your midline. You can place a hand on your womb space or on your lower belly. In fact, I'd love it if you did. Go ahead and actually place your right hand or both hands on your womb space, on your lower belly, and just create this connection to your deeper body. And either way, letting yourself drop all the way down to your hips, your pelvis, to your sacral chakra, your sacral bowl. Letting yourself be here. Breathe from here. Soften here. Find expansion here. See if you can imagine expanding out sideways in your hips and your pelvis. What do you notice? As you're deepening into your body, what do you notice? What happens in your body? What sensations arise? What thoughts or emotions move through you? And as you're down here, I want you to see if you can tap into the kind of love that you're meant for. Just call it up. How is love supposed to feel? Imagine it, pretend it, visualize it, daydream it. How is it supposed to feel? Maybe you feel an emotion wash through you all of a sudden, or maybe you notice a sensation in your belly, in your heart center, or somewhere else in your body. Maybe a scene drops into your imagination. Whatever it is for you, whatever shows up for you, whatever you imagine here is perfect. Just let yourself hold it here for a minute. And if you find yourself popping back up to your head and getting stuck in your thoughts or judgment or fears around love or anything else, it's okay. It's totally normal. Remember, we've been conditioned to be up here for thousands of years. Just slowly and lovingly, with compassion, invite your awareness, your consciousness, your breath back down here and know that it's perfect. And if you only slightly feel something as you're feeling into how love is supposed to feel here, that's fine. If you aren't sure you're feeling anything, that's fine too. Because you've asked the question of your body, of your inner knowing, and you can trust that that is creating a spark here, whether you feel it or not. Trust that it's activating the part of you that knows, that remembers. And take one more nice deep breath here. Exhaling anything that wants to be released, and see if you can expand and hold this feeling of love throughout the rest of this episode. See if you can stay down here in this lower part of your body while you listen to the rest of what I'm sharing with you today. If you can receive it from this place rather than up in your head, and feel what I'm sharing with you, be activated by what I'm sharing with you rather than just listening to it. Okay, so the foundation of this work that I do is all about helping you create a paradigm shift by repatterning the energetics within and around us. It's about unplugging us from that conditioning we've just been talking about, from that paradigm of struggle, of suffering, of settling, of being stuck. And when it comes to our love lives, that means it's unplugging us and shifting us out of the paradigm where our relationships don't feel good, where they fall apart or where they fail, where we can't seem to find love, or maybe we find it and then it falls apart, or then it stops feeling good. That paradigm where we feel disconnected from our partners, from our lovers, even disconnected from our bodies and our pleasure and our sensuality, where we can't seem to understand our partners or communicate with our partners or feel supported or where we feel unheard, where we aren't sure how to get our needs met, or where we're just plain tired of trying so hard to have those things, tired of banging our head against the same wall in our love lives over and over and over again. Maybe we desperately want love, but we get scared when we get close to it, scared that we'll get hurt, or even scared that it'll be too much, right? That we'll lose ourselves in there somehow. Or maybe we have love, maybe we're in a relationship, but we're not sure how to go deeper or how to get closer or how to get out of a painful cycle that we're finding ourselves in. Or maybe we've been looking for love for so long, for that love that finally feels right, like constantly dating, maybe even having some relationships, but never quite finding the one that feels like the right one. And maybe we're starting to wonder if it's actually ever going to find us, or if we're just not meant to have it. And all of those, God, all of those are so painful. I've been in literally every single one of those places. And maybe that's why I tend to start with the love topic when I'm talking about this work, and why I'm talking about it first in this podcast. Because it seems like when that's not working, then everything else feels out of whack too, right? Like everything else feels harder. Love is so foundational, so important in our lives, regardless of what kind of relationship we're talking about. But I'm also starting with this topic because it's what I was looking for when I first found this work, and actually first started teaching about love when I first started doing this work and doing this energetic repatterning. I've seen how massively it shifts our love lives, every part of our life, but so quickly shifts our love lives. So over the next few episodes, I'm going to be talking more about like how it shifts our success, how success gets to be easier, and how doing business in the feminine paradigm feels, and how it gets to create our abundance and our success more easily, how we can find and follow our soul purpose, how we can connect to and really hear our intuition, and other facets and applications of this work as we keep going in these episodes. But we're starting with love. So to start exploring the energetics around love, we have to understand the feminine and masculine archetypes. And as I mentioned and taught about in the last episode, the archetypes are energy patterns. They exist within us, around us, everywhere, and they influence every aspect of who we are. Our thought processes, our beliefs, our patterns, our actions, our emotions, our relationships, everything. And they do it without us even knowing it. They do it on an unconscious level. If you've ever found yourself in a kind of a repeating pattern or mindset that you can't seem to pull yourself out of, and most of us have, this is why. And if you'll remember, I also mentioned that we all have both of these archetypes within us. Men and women, no matter who we are, no matter where we're from, we all have them within us. But in the current paradigm, in the way the world is right now, in the way that it has been for thousands of years, we've been conditioned to operate only in the masculine archetypal energy. That's important. And while you don't have to understand everything about these archetypes, what's really important here to understand is that there is this imbalance. And it's that imbalance that's at the core of every one of our relationship issues. Because like I mentioned last time, what happens is that the world has valued and encouraged and taught us to operate only in this masculine energy and to completely forget or bury or push away or reject the feminine archetype. Right? So we are inherently holding this imbalance within us. So I want to ask you, I just want you to think about this, feel into this. What do you think happens when two people in a relationship are holding the masculine archetype and both operating in that energy in that relationship? Because that's all that both of them have been taught. What do you think happens? How does that relationship dynamic work? If you remember last time too, the masculine archetypal energy includes things like action and discernment and judgment and structure and control and thinking and deciding and organizing, right? Like all of these very rational mind-based and structural-based energies. It's also concerned with what's outside and what's external. So when both people in a relationship are holding those energies, how does that dynamic work? What do you notice when you just hear me talking about this? And I want you to just keep that in mind for a minute because I'm going to come back to it. But first, I want you to feel into it this way. So most of us are familiar with the yin and yang symbol, right? With the one side that's the circle symbol, with the one side that's all black with one small spot of white, right? And the other side is all white with one small spot of black, right? And they interconnect in this really beautiful, harmonious kind of swoosh, creating this really perfect circle, right? Well, okay, so imagine that the yin and yang symbol only has two of the black pieces or only has two of the white pieces. It doesn't work, right? It doesn't, like, try to fit them together and they don't work. They don't fit. It's disharmony instead of harmony, which is what that symbol is all about. It's collision and distance instead of balance and connection. It's these mismatched puzzle pieces instead of edges that fit together and support one another and fluidly move together. And just hearing that, can't you hear how that's exactly the stuff that we complain about in our relationships when they aren't working? That it doesn't feel harmonious, that it feels like disharmony, that it's not balanced, that there's no connection, that we feel like mismatched puzzle pieces, like we're just not fitting, like we're not working, like we're not really supporting one another, and we're not moving fluidly with one another. It doesn't feel easy, right? This is literally the energetics of these archetypes at work. When they're in their wounded form, they are out of balance. They are these two pieces that don't fit together, which just means they're out of balance and not working the way they're supposed to. when we're only upholding or embodying or valuing one of these archetypes, like we have been with the masculine for thousands of years, they swing wildly out of balance. And so do we, and so do our lives, and so do our relationships. What I really want you to walk away with today is a bit more of an understanding of what's happening in your relationship or your dating life. I kind of want to peel away the veil, that layer that has been like, why is this not working? And give you the understanding of, oh, this is why it's not working. This is why it's felt so hard, or this is why it's felt so stuck. And to give you some awareness around which archetype you likely most naturally hold and which archetype your partner likely most naturally holds, so that you can start creating more harmony, more passion, more attraction, more collaboration in your love life, and get out of this paradigm that turns love into conflict, into distance, into disconnection, into lack of attraction. But first, I want you to notice something. Let's come back to those energy traits that I mentioned just a minute ago. Those, those traits of the masculine archetype again, the ones I just mentioned. So it's the energies again of things in like action, right? Discernment, control, judgment, deciding and thinking and structuring and organizing, as well as a focus, a primary focus on what's outside, on what's external. So what happens in our relationships at a practical level when we're both holding the masculine archetype as we've been conditioned to do? Well, first, is there anything sensual? Is there anything sensual that you hear in those energies? Is there anything that sounds like it deepens our connection? Like it creates a more open and loving relationship and more compassion and more desire? Discernment, judgment, control, thinking, deciding, a focus on the external. There isn't, right? Sensuality and connection and openness and depth and emotion, our bodies, pleasure, all of those things are found in the feminine archetype. Attraction and magnetism come from her as well. Now, the masculine energies are not bad things. I want to make sure that is abundantly clear. This is not a bad archetype. This is not something we want to start rejecting. We need both of these archetypes. Discernment, for example, right, is massively important in our lives. So is structure. So is the ability to take action. We wouldn't get anywhere without these things. We wouldn't survive without these things. So don't think that I'm all like anti-masculine energy. I'm absolutely not. We absolutely need both of them. But the fact that we're all so over-masculinized as a human race means that we are less open to connection, to partnership, even to our bodies, which means less access to sensuality and pleasure and the kinds of relationships we're all really wanting, the kind of love we're all craving, the kind of love we're all trying to find. Because what happens is we spend all of our time in our relationships, up in our heads, in this masculine energy, living from our rational minds, overthinking, arguing about what makes sense and what doesn't make sense, focused on judging who's right and who's wrong. Does that sound familiar? This is when we're locked in power struggles. It's when we're arguing and talking ourselves in circles, that like dysfunctional feedback loop, right? Those infuriating mental ping pong matches with our partners, right? Or when we're looking at what our partner is or isn't doing for us and we're keeping score. Or here's a really good one, making those pros and cons lists. I'm sure you've probably done that too, right? Trying to quote unquote figure out by some sort of mathematical equation if it's the right relationship for you, or if you should stay or go, based on a list that literally never works, literally never works. Or similarly, making a list of who your ideal partner is and then measuring every single person you meet or date against that list. What happens is we do love by trying to connect from our heads, from rationality, from linearity, instead of from our bodies. We even talk from our heads. We talk to each other from our heads, from what we think, instead of from our bodies and from our emotions. And what that does is really effectively builds walls between us, and it keeps us farther apart. That makes sense, right? With the masculine archetype being the structure builder, it builds walls. So here's the most important thing I want you to take with you from today. The more we do our love lives and relationships from the masculine energy, from our heads, the more we push against each other and the farther apart we will get. I feel like I want to say that one more time. The more we do our love lives and relationships from the masculine energy and from our heads, the more we push against each other and the farther apart we're going to get. And in general, in every relationship, in order for there to be real harmony, and this is true whether it's a same-sex relationship or opposite sex, one partner needs to be holding the masculine energy most of the time, and the other partner needs to be holding the feminine energy most of the time. Not rigidly, and it doesn't mean it's set in stone. It doesn't mean it never moves. It doesn't mean it doesn't shift here and there. It doesn't mean it's all or nothing. Every person has their own particular and perfect balance of these archetypal energies within them. And actually, so does every relationship. No two really are ever the same. But most of the time, the primary energy each partner holds needs to be either the masculine or the feminine to create the harmony and flow, and to create the alchemical energetic attraction between the two. This is like that yin and yang, remember? So again, looking at that yin and yang symbol, it's not all black on one side and all white on the other side. Each one of them has the spot, right, of the other color. They are still in balance. They still carry both energies, but we have to have both of those interlocking pieces in order to have harmony. Now, why this is really important and why it's also a bit tricky is this. Like we've been talking about, we've all been raised for generations within a masculine energy patriarchy. Right? A wounded masculine energy paradigm. So both of us tend to want to hold and feel used to holding the masculine. It's another really important thing I want you to make mental note of. We've all gotten used to holding the masculine. And because this is part that I think really sucks, as women, we often feel more comfortable in our masculine energy because we've only been taught how to be in that, right? How to be in that masculine energy. We've actually forgotten how to be in the feminine. Because we've never been told this part of us exists, or we've been conditioned to see it as weak or less than or something that needs to be limited or minimized or controlled or even entirely banished from who we are. But really, all that's happened is we've forgotten what it's like over here. We've forgotten what it feels like to be in our feminine energy. We've forgotten that it feels so much freaking better in the feminine energy. And for that reason, we often think that we prefer to hold the masculine. I cannot tell you how many of my clients come to me thinking that they're like, well, I actually feel better holding more of my masculine energy. There's a really strong resistance, or there can be a strong resistance. Maybe you're even noticing that as you're listening today, there can be a lot of resistance that comes up with the idea of holding the feminine energy in our lives, in our relationships in general. And yet that's exactly what needs to happen if we want a harmonious, fulfilling, magnetic relationship. If we want that with a masculine energy partner. If you want to hear more about those archetypes and their energies, you'll definitely want to go back and listen to episode 2, where I talked a little bit more about what these archetypes really are and what energies they hold and what they feel like. And you'll also find more of that information on my website, which is heather-allison.com. But we'll keep going today and you'll learn a little bit more. But I want to pause really quick and just make something abundantly clear. This isn't about playing games. We're not talking about you making something of yourself, pretending to be something you're not, making yourself something in order to quote unquote get love or get a partner. I see that work out there too, and I don't like it. We are not talking about you becoming something that you are not or pretending to be something you're not. What we are talking about is unlearning the conditioning that would have us actually rejecting a profound part of who we actually are. For most of us women, honestly, the largest part of who we are, our core energy, our core power, the one we actually innately feel better embodying. Because listen, authenticity is key in any relationship, right? And it's key to attracting what we're meant for. So we're not talking, again, about making you something that you're not. It's actually exactly the opposite. Because that's the entire problem. We've been talked into being something that's not authentically who we are. And sadly, we've been so thoroughly taught to reject who we actually are that it feels awkward and foreign and even scary to come back to that part of us. Like, how messed up is that? We are meant to have access to such a deep aspect of the feminine, such a deep aspect of our womanhood, our humanhood, actually, our human technology. And we've been sold this story that this part of us is actually worthless or useless or even terrible or worse, that it doesn't even exist. So this work is about aligning you with exactly who you're meant to be. So you can be aligned with exactly what you're meant for in love and also in success and intuition and magic and pleasure and everything. And most of you women, and those of you identifying as women who are listening right now, will likely feel best embodying more of the feminine energy in your love lives and relationships. Most. I won't ever say all, because there are always going to be exceptions, but most of you will. And most of you have partners or want partners who feel most comfortable holding the masculine energy most of the time. It's so funny, this whole show, this whole entire episode so far, my left soul has been on fire and vibrating, which always means there's something really powerful transmuting in the feminine energy. So I love that this is dropping in. This must be dropping in and impacting somebody very powerfully. So I love that that's happening so strongly over here. So even if that's not true for you, if you're a man or somebody identifying as a man, or if you're a woman who truly feels like you're meant to hold more of the masculine energy, that is totally fine. Because the truth of this work is, and where we are in this world right now, is this. We all need to reactivate our feminine energy. All of us. We all need to remember how to embody the divine feminine archetype more. Remember, this is in all of us, and all of us have had this conditioned out of us. She's been buried and forgotten within every single one of us, no matter who we are, remember? And so while we all will have our kind of like perfect ratio or unique blend of these energies within us, holding more or less of each of these archetypes within us, if we're going to heal our relationships and our emotional wounds and our traumas and our limiting mindsets and the patterns that keep us from really thriving and having what we want and what we're meant for, we're all going to need to tap into the feminine more powerfully. It may feel awkward, and that's totally normal and totally fine. One of the things I invite my clients to feel into when they bump up against that, like, but that feels weird, or I feel some resistance or whatever, is this is kind of like learning a new language. It's going to feel a little awkward for a while, right? When we're learning a new language, like say I'm learning Japanese or something like that, my mouth isn't used to making these sounds. My throat isn't used to making these sounds. It's not used to making these shapes, right? Or patterning my language and creating and structuring my sentences in this way. But as we immerse ourselves in that language, it starts feeling easier, right? It starts feeling more fluid, and it just kind of becomes a part of us. It starts becoming natural, right? We don't have to think about it so much. It's actually the same exact thing with this work and these energies. When we reconnect with and re-embody the divine feminine archetype and immerse ourselves into it, it feels easier. And all of us are being asked to immerse ourselves in her energies again and into our own natural archetypal energetic balance that we're built for. But a few things here. One of the things that you can feel into is kind of sort of a little bit of a diagnostic is this. Do you find yourself wishing that your partner would come toward you more? Do you find yourself wishing that he or she would take more action for you or in service of the relationship? Are you exhausted from trying so hard, from doing all the work in the relationship? Or are you tired of feeling like even if you do attract dates or relationships, they all seem to pull away eventually? They always seem to crumble somehow. If any of those are true for you, then you are very likely intended to hold more of the feminine energy in your love life. So here are a few things that I invite you to start feeling into in your own love life, in your relationships or your dating, to start to shift this energy pattern and dynamic for yourself. One, where are you trying to control? Where are you trying to control in your love life or your relationship, or even yourself in your love life or your relationship, right? Where are you trying to pull or push or steer your partner, right? Get them to do something or get them to become something for you. Or again, where are you trying to control yourself? Keep yourself from feeling something, keep yourself from expressing something, keep yourself from looking a certain way, right? Where are you focused more on boundaries and requirements than openness and possibility? Where are you more focused on what you don't want than what is possible for you? Where are you trying to get love, quote unquote, get love or get a partner instead of opening to receive? That get energy is very much about like reaching out outside of you and kind of pulling it into you. So where are you trying to get? Also, where are you shutting down and building walls rather than like looking at where you can connect? Are you trying to create more rules and more boundaries rather than looking for how you can get closer, how you can connect more deeply with your partner? And the second one is, where are you trying to navigate love from your head? Right? Where are you in your head most of the time? Where are you thinking your way through love? Maybe you're like a classic overthinker like I have been most of my life. Do you have that furrow in the middle of your forehead like I do? Maybe you weigh your pros and cons, or you're trying to quote unquote figure out or make sense of things in your relationship or in your love life, figuring out, you know, why it's the way it is or what he's thinking or what he's doing over there. And I say he, referring to our more masculine energy partners that can be male or female. Maybe you get hung up on rationalizing or debating or even trying to be right rather than trying to feel and be felt and find what connects you. And where are you being overly external, right? Where are you being more concerned with what they're doing and how they're doing it, with what they're thinking, with what things mean? Or where are you looking for a partner or love to fill you or make you whole and happy, and looking for something outside of you to complete you or validate you? And ooh, this is a sneaky one. Are you overgiving? This is also an external energy because we're constantly pouring our energy into what's outside of us. Like, have you forgotten how to let yourself open and receive? Are you constantly reaching out and into their space, tapping them on the shoulder, reaching into their space, asking what that means or what they're doing, or trying to get them to come to you instead of allowing them to come to you? So feel into these things for yourself. Come back and listen to this again and do some journaling. I highly recommend doing some journaling around this. This work is really powerful in shifting our relationships. In fact, a story I wanted to share with you, which I don't have a ton of time to share with you, but I will just kind of cliff notes it for you, whatever, is a story of one of my first clients, actually, when I first started doing this energetic repatterning work. And she came to me when her marriage was literally done. Her husband had fallen in love with someone else, or thought he had. He had started to move out. It was done. He was done. It was over. And she came to me desperate, of course, wondering how to shift this. And this still blows my mind because it's such a gorgeous story and such a powerful story. We literally started doing this work of repatterning her energy and shifting the energy that she was holding. And they're still together. It shifted the entire dynamic of their relationship. She stopped reaching out so far into his energy and like taking on the masculine energy in their relationship so that he had the opportunity and the space to hold it himself, which is what our masculine partners feel best doing. And so he felt better being in the relationship. He felt better coming toward her, reaching for her, taking action for the relationship. It shifted really fast. And one of the other really powerful parts about that is for her, she also got to start feeling better in it. She got to release a bunch of the stress and the worry and all of the control that she was trying to hold in making that relationship work. It's the same thing that's happened with my other clients who've come to me looking for love. Women who, oh, it's so painful to have witnessed and heard how deeply they are in this trauma around not finding love or finding the wrong partners or not feeling like their partners are choosing them or like their lovers are choosing them. Like they keep choosing other women or it keeps falling apart. And I've seen countless stories of this turning around. One of my favorite stories is one of my clients who was so low in such dark, deep place in her love life. And she's now in love with, she got swept off her feet by a Frenchman and she's like whisked off to the Riviera. And like, it's so powerful. So come back and listen to this episode again. I encourage you to listen to those prompts, those questions that I just left for you. Let yourself journal. Let yourself get really honest and curious about where these energies are showing up for you and how you're holding the masculine energies in your relationship and see how you can start to shift. See how you can find some of the feminine energies to feel into. And on our next episode, we're going to dive into how these archetypal energies impact our ability to find success that we're meant for. How finding that success gets to feel so much easier. But for now, again, listen to these archetypal traits again, either by going back into this episode or re-listening to the first two episodes. Highly recommend that as well. And just practice shifting into more of the feminine energies in your relationships as much as you can. Send me a message. Come win one of the free months of my membership and come and like immerse yourself in this and really get to start shifting this energy for yourself a little bit more powerfully. There's also a bunch of information and courses of all sizes. I created this work so that every woman can access it. So you can check that out at heather-allison.com. I highly recommend coming and diving in. This literally has never not changed the life of any woman who's touched this work and let herself receive it. But for now, I just want to thank you for tuning in, to listening, for being here with me, for letting yourself receive this work and this archetypal repatterning. And I promise it will start to feel so much better. I can't wait to drop in again with you next time, next month. And have a fantastic week, and I'll see you back here again soon.